last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 27th Farah was recited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with mention of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, just before that, in the ending of the 26th Farah, where some angels came to him. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala especially makes mention of his mihman nawazi, the quality he had of hosting the guests. Immediately as they come, he brings some food, the best food which Ibrahim alayhi salam had by that time, to teach us also that whenever we have mihman guests, the person must open up his heart and honor the guest. Anyhow, the angels came and they had a great duty, and the duty was to destroy the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who were involved in the evil action of homosexuality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of this evil action, we had sent them, لِنُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِنْ طِينٍ مُسَوَّمَةً. We sent down stones upon these people, and actually it was written, every single person's name was written from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such an evil action they had done, Allah ta'ala completely destroyed them. Thereafter Allah ta'ala mentions about other nations whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Turn back to Allah, run back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting for you with open arms. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the object we have created you in this world, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have created jinn and insan, so they must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, you get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then only will a person be able to truly worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one main barrier is one's rozi and sustenance. A person is running after that. Allah ta'ala says, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِرِزْكٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ وَيُطْعِمُونَ. I'm not asking from them, they must give me rozi and sustenance. And I am not asking that they must feed me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah is the one of giver of rozi and sustenance. Allah is the most powerful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, He is giving you food. Allah is the one who will give you sustenance. So do not make that the object of your life. You have to work, you have to earn also. But realize that my main object of my life is to become a servant and banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 24 hours of the day, I am a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Wattur. In here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the previous surah, He mentions about the Qiyamah is a reality. The Azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a reality, which will definitely take place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some proofs regarding that day. And on together with that, Allah mentions about the people of Jannah, what and what bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be living in gardens wa na'im and enjoying themselves in the greatest amount of bounties. They will be enjoying themselves with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And Allah will show them the fire of Jahannam. And Allah will say, I have saved you from this year. The enjoyment will only increase because of that. They will be said, eat and drink and enjoy yourselves because of the rozas you were keeping in this world. How you sacrificed, you stayed away from haram, you stayed away from even halal things during fasting. Now enjoy yourself, drink and eat how much you want to. They will be sitting and reclining upon thrones, which will be all laid out in different rows. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ يَحُورٍ عِينٍ. We will get them married to the beautiful white-eyed damsels of Jannah. And not only that, as ihsan and kindness towards them, their children maybe had not reached the same level of them, but they had iman within themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the rank of those people also. That your parents were pious, go and join your parents up in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise up their ranks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمْدَدْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِيَةٍ. We will grant them fruits and meat, whatever they desire. A person will be sitting in Jannah and a bird will be flying, and the desire will come. I want that bird. Immediately it will come in front of him. As he wants it roasted, he wants it fried, he wants it in whatever way, with curry, with gravy, with meat, with bread, it'll come before a person, whatever a person desires. And as soon as he finishes eating it, immediately he'll fall back into a full bird. It'll wake up and it'll fly back into the gardens of Jannah. There were great, great enjoyments. يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا. The person will be playing husband and wife, pushing a glass, I want this glass, I want that glass, laughing and joking amongst themselves. But there won't be any love, futile speech, there won't be any words of sin. And there will be young boys walking around them. Normally a person has a khadim, the khadim gets old, you have to make his khidmat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these youngsters will remain forever and forever to make your khidmat. And they will be very, very handsome looking also. And people will be sitting and talking amongst themselves. And they will remember the days in the dunya. And they will say, we were very, very frightened about the day of Qiyamah. Allah made ihsan upon us. Allah was very, very kind to us. Allah ta'ala saved us from the azab of the year after. So a person wears the fear in this world, inshallah he will be safe from the fear on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah give us these realities. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain things which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what the kuffar said, and certain answers regarding that. The next surah is Surah Al-Najmi. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that regarding Qiyamah, Akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent wahi and revelation. Allah's great, great favor upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in certain ways how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent wahi and revelation down, especially at the time of Mi'raj, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went directly and he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mentioned here, the great favor and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one reason why people are not prepared to accept is generally because of their pride and their arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentions that huwa alamu bikum iz ansha'akum min al-ard. Allah is fully aware of you when Allah ta'ala created you from the earth. Wa iz antum ajinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum. And the time when you were inside the womb of your mothers as a small fetus, you were in the wombs of your mother, how filthy and dirty a person came from the earth, and then he was made from the sperm and the blood of the menstrual blood of the woman folk. فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Now don't regard yourself as pious. Don't regard yourself as, I'm a pure person, I'm a very pious person. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah is fully aware exactly who has what quality of taqwa within himself. So a person must never have pride. The only time we can put our value to ourselves is on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala has told us we have passed your examinations. Only at that time a person can be happy, now I was a pious person, I was a good person. In this world a person has got no guarantee. His marks have not come out as yet. He has written examination, he's having a party before the results come out. He's the most foolish person. So only a person can be happy when he leaves this world with Iman, and on the day of Qiyamah when Allah Ta'ala tells a person he has passed. So a person must never ever regard himself as pious. And if a person ponders over his past and where he came from, then inshallah this will save a person very, very greatly from the quality of pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions certain of his qualities, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes you laugh, Allah is the one who makes you cry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives death, Allah is the one who gives life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created men and women from the sperm of a small piece of sperm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes the person rich. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person who makes the person poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the control of all the stars and all the celestial bodies. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can destroy nations. Allah is the one who can give rise to nations. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one sign of Qiyamah. Many people say, what will happen in Qiyamah? How can everything split? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, how the moon split. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is an indication towards the famous miracle where the moon split into two portions and then it came back together again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nothing difficult for Allah ta'ala to split the whole world and the whole universe, completely destroy it and then bring all back together again. This is nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many nations of the past, how they were destroyed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent revelation to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, especially to you we have sent, وَلَقَدْ يَسْتَرْنَ الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ. We have made easy the Quran Sharif for you to take lesson. The Quran Sharif is a book of lesson. A person must read the Quran Sharif. A person reads the translation of the Quran Sharif, listening to the tafsir of the Quran Sharif. The object is to take lesson, to take benefit and derive benefit. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is there anyone prepared to take lesson, to take nasiha, to take the advice? A person must take advice. And you heard the ulama say, so a person can take lesson from the Quran. But Allah did not say, وَلَقَدْ يَسْتَرْنَ الْقُرْآنَ لِلْإِسْتِنْبَاطِ. We have made easy the Quran Sharif for you to take out masail, for you to deduce things. In the fourth para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنُمْ. Those, the people of knowledge, they are the ones who can make istinbat, who can take out masail from the Quran Sharif. Is that for every single person? The object of reading the Quran for us, as laymen, or every one of us, is to take lesson from the Quran. Read the ayat of Jannah, the ayat of Jahannam, the sifat and qualities which a person must have. All of this we must take from the Quran Sharif. Not that we must start now opening our own the Quran and taking our own masail out. That is why it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever speaks regarding the Quran with his rai, with his own opinion, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأَ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. He must prepare his place in the fire of Jahannam. The ulama have mentioned that there are 15 conditions for a person if he wants to make tafsir of the Quran Sharif, if he himself wants to speak about the Quran Sharif. 15 conditions which in today's time maybe is nearly impossible to find. Yeah, a person has to have such expertise. Even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who were experts in the Arabic language, they were not allowed, every one of them, to make tafsir of the Quran. There were certain mufassir amongst them. People used to go and ask them, what is the meaning of this ayat? What is the meaning of this ayat? Despite the fact that they understood the Quran Sharif. So we cannot deduce our own masail from the Quran Sharif. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the different nations which have come in the past and how they were all destroyed eventually when they were not prepared to accept the wahi and revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Ar-Rahman, which is called the bride of the Quran Sharif, the beauty of the Quran Sharif. And in here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his great, great bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. And Allah ta'ala says the means of the bounties is Ar-Rahman, because of his mercy, because of his extreme compassion and love for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us his bounties. And the first bounty Allah mentions, before even mentioning the creation of human beings, before Allah ta'ala says, Allam al-Quran, the greatest bounty I have given you is the spiritual bounty. Before Allah mentions also all the physical bounties, Allah mentions the spiritual bounty, the Quran Sharif. Khalaq al-Insan, then after Allah says he created human beings. That means even more important than the creation of man was the giving of the Quran Sharif. Because you cannot become a human being unless you don't have the Quran Sharif in front of you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has taught us how to speak. The sun and the moon and the stars and the heavens and the earth and the different fruits Allah has made in there. And how Allah created human beings, how Allah created jinnat, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the oceans and the ships moving through the oceans, and the pearls which are coming out from the oceans and the different jewels and gems Allah has made, all of these are great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, 8 times mentioning the different bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 7 times about the fire of Jahannam. This is also a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is warning us beforehand. Somebody tells you there is some crooks on that road, don't go on that road. You do this here, or you do, your father warns his son, my son, don't do this here, it will cause great harm, to you. This is the mercy of the father. So Allah mentions about the fire of Jahannam, the smoke of Jahannam, and the difficulties of Jahannam. These are also bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is warning us beforehand. Ya Allah mentions, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, 7 times. There are 7 doors of Jahannam. So Allah is protecting and saving us from the 7 doors of Jahannam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 2 levels of Jannah. One is a very, very high level of Jannah, and one is a lower level of Jannah. Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, 8 times and 8 times. Because there are 8 doors of Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us that there are 8 doors of Jannah, enter the 8 doors of Jannah. And these are the great bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them here, all the different fruits and the women of Jannah, and what enjoyments. And there are 2 groups. The one is the Sabiqun and Sabiqun, which will come in the next surah. They will get the higher level of Jannah. And then there are the second, the general level of Muslims who will get the lower level of Jannah. Just like how in this world we all want the best for ourselves. No one wants second class. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us. You must become a stabikun, those who have gone ahead, those who have made the object of life their akhirat, and they are preparing towards the day. So those are the ones who will get the higher levels of Jannah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about Jannah here also, the 2 different levels, very, very openly the Mufassirin have mentioned in great detail how the different bounties, the people of the first category will get much higher levels of bounties, and the people of the second category will get a lower level. So may Allah give us tawfiq that we work for the higher level of Jannah and all the bounties of Jannah. The next surah is Surah Waqi'ah. In Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the 3 groups. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this is Suratul Ghina, the surah which makes a person wealthy. It will make a person wealthy in the heart, contentment of the heart it will grant a person. A person must try and recite it every night. And he encourages, a person must teach our daughters, teach our children this surah here. It will save a person from poverty throughout his life. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is about to pass away, and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu wants to give him some money so that he can continue. When he passes away, the money will continue going to his family members, to his daughters. He says, no, I have taught them Surah Waqiyah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised us that they will never ever face poverty. So if it's like somebody like us, then we'll think, you know what, my daughter, I have to send her to university, then she'll be, if her husband passes away, she's not even married still, we're already killing the poor husband. And now we think the husband passes away, then she needs a job. So we have to send her to the places where her iman even is lost, her izzat is lost, her chastity is lost. This was how the Sahaba thought, I will teach them Surah Waqiyah, my daughter can never face poverty. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu passes away. He's got 2 daughters in the house. Janazah is taking place. One person is going past and he sees the janazah taking place. Whose janazah is taking place? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Okay, who is he? He's a great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Does he have any needs? Yes, he's got 2 daughters, they are unmarried. Person says, I'm a wealthy person, I've got 2 sons, they are also unmarried. Can I make my nikah with my sons to these daughters? Immediately they go, they perform the nikah, and Allah Ta'ala gives them a life of affluence and easiness in this world also. So this is the yaqeen a person must have in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, khafidatul rafia, is the day when some people will be completely disgraced. They had lot in this world, but they did not obey the commands of Allah, they will be disgraced and embarrassed. Rafia, those people who you regarded as nothing at all, they had no money in this world, they had no status in this world, but their ranks will be raised up. And comes in the hadith, Al-Mu'adhinuna, those who gave adhan in this world, Atwalun Nasi A'naqan Yawm Al-Qiyamah, they will have the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah. It means people will be looking up to them. So high their rank and position will be, that people's necks will be all long lengthened, just looking up at the Mu'azzins on the day of Qiyamah. So what high positions Allah will give to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are 3 groups here, Ashabul Maymana, the people of the right, and the people of the left. That means the Muslims, the general Muslims, and the people of the left, the people of kufr and disbelief. And wastabiquna astabiquna ulaika al-muqarrabun, those who had gone ahead, who had made effort for akhirat, special effort, the object of life was akhirat, they are the ones who will be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great bounties of Jannah. In great detail Allah mentions about the woman of the Jannah also, how Allah will create them, inna ansha'nahunna insha'a, a special way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create them, faja'alnahunna abkara, they will always remain as virgins, they will remain uruban atraba, the love they will show to their husbands, and atraba, they will remain at one age, they never ever will become old. What and what beauties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for a person in Jannah. One is the person reading about the hurs of Jannah. 2 very, very simple ways for a person to get the hurs of Jannah. One way is when a person becomes angry, and normally a person becomes angry at home, at that time a person controls his anger, and he just thinks, On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call him in front of the whole of creation, and whichever hur of Jannah he wants, he will be able to choose. Each time a person controls his anger, and especially at home, normally a person gets angry with the wife. So you, every time you're getting angry, just think of this hadith here, and think of the hur of Jannah I'm getting in place of that day. Only don't smile when you're having a fight. The wife asks you, why are you smiling? You say, I'm thinking of the hur of Jannah. You'll have a bigger problem thereafter. And then the second other thing is, which some sahabi has mentioned, when a person is walking on the street and a beautiful woman is walking past, and now he lowers his gaze for Allah's pleasure, I cannot look at this haram woman. Is that permissible for me? Each gaze a person sacrifices for Allah, Allah will give him one hur in Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. A person lifts up also the dirt from the masjid, he keeps the masjid clean. This is the meher and the dowry which a person is paying up front for the hurs of Jannah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about akhirat, signs of Allah ta'ala's qudrat, that Allah has created you the first time. It's nothing difficult for Allah ta'ala to create you a second time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the water a person is drinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so sweet and lovely for us. Why don't you make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? After drinking water, there is a special dua. At minimum, at least to say Alhamdulillah and to think of the great bounty of water which Allah has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the fire which I have created for you. That's the main thing for the fire is نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَا تَذْكِرَةً. It's a means of nasihat and advice for a person. Whenever you see the fire, think of the fire of Jahannam. Don't just pass by it. But I must take lesson from the fire. وَمَتَاعًا, you must use the fire also. But first take lesson from the fire and the person must think of the fire of Jahannam. Thereafter, at the end of the surah, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the different categories and how in the grave also Allah will bestow them with his great, great favors. The last surah is Surah Hadid, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning mentions about his qudrat and his power, how Allah created the heavens and the earth. Allah has the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wherever a person may be, Allah is with a person. Allah is watching exactly what a person is doing. Allah controls the heavens and the earth, and all the matters will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who enters the day into the night and the night into the day. These are all the signs of Allah's qudrat and power by which a person must get ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, especially spending the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if you are going to leave your money in this world, is of no benefit. But if you are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are saving up for yourself forever and forever in the life of the hereafter. Thereafter, one ayat of the Quran is mentioned here by which many people change their lives. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Has the time not come for the people of Iman that their hearts must become soft for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the revelation which has come down from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Haven't your hearts become soft? The whole month of Ramadan is gone. The whole Quran has come before you. Aren't you prepared to make tawbah? Aren't you prepared to change your lives? And do not be like those people of the past, the Jews and the Christians. A long time went over them. Their hearts became hard. They were not prepared to change their hearts. And eventually they were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember a dead land which is dead. Allah gives life to it. Similarly, your heart which is dead, if you make tilawat of Quran, you keep yourself in the company of pious people, Allah will give life to it again, even though it is completely dead. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail about this life of this world. It is only a play and a pastime, a bit of a beautification. And where people are making fakhr and have boasting over one another and trying to increase their money and their children. The example of this is like rain which comes down and you get beautiful plantations which last for a few days and then eventually it's completely destroyed. It's very, very temporary. This world also and all the beauties of this world is temporary. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is nothing but a box of deception. What must a person rather do? سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Run towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and run towards Jannat. You make effort and try to progress. No, Islam doesn't stop a person from progressing, but not progressing for the small temporary gains of this world, but progressing towards akhirat. Run towards the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala and Jannat. The size of Jannat is bigger than the heavens and the earth. Allah has prepared it already for the people who believe in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the grace of Allah ta'ala, whom Allah grants whomsoever He wants to. So you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His grace and Allah's mercy, and your person must make effort for this year. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, we will recite the hadith regarding the virtues of dhikr. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما قال عبد لا إله إلا الله قط مخلصا إلا فتحت له أبواب السماء حتى يفضي إلى العرش ما اجتنب الكبائر. رواه الترمذي. حضرت ابو هريرة رضي الله عنه سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کوئی بندہ ایسا نہیں کہ لا الہ الا اللہ کہے اور اس کے لئے آسمانوں کے دروازے نہ کھل جائے یہاں تک کہ یہ کلمہ سیدھا عرش تک پہنچتا ہے بشرطے کہ کبیرہ گناہوں سے بچتا رہے. ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ نے روایت فرم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم No slave recites La ilaha illallah with sincerity, except that the doors of the heavens open up for it until it reaches the arsh, throne of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, provided he abstains from major sins. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no slave recites La ilaha illallah with sincerity, except that the doors of the heavens open up for it until it reaches the arsh, throne of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, provided he abstains from major sins. Inshallah, keeping us hadith in our mind, let us make all dhikr. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. المرا جايك ميدانه تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا بوئنی غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو آئے نظر دیکھو جنا لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا عطا ذر درد نل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبکار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا La ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں اللہ
تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تعدم آخر دے صبح اے میرے الہ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ راجز آسما ہم دم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود ای خدا ای بند را رسوا مکن گر بدم من سر من پی دام کن غالبی بر جاز بائے مشتری شاہ در درماند گارا واخری مٹا دے اپنے ہستی کو چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ اللہ اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إماما لا يفتر ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.